my friends in Christ, there is a clear line of demarcation in our gospel narrative of the Passion this weekend. A moment where Christ is suddenly completely and totally isolated and alone. So at the beginning of the narrative in St. Mark's Gospel, in the Passion, Jesus is consoled. It is the woman who breaks open the alabaster jar. She's comforting him in preparation for his burial. And secondly, the disciples are gathered with Jesus at the Last Supper. And so he says in another gospel, I have greatly desired to share this meal with you. That he wants to be with them in that moment. It's a moment of fraternity, a moment of grace, a moment of blessing. But suddenly in the Garden of Gethsemane, a line is drawn. Jesus invites Peter, James, and John into the garden to be with him in his hour of trial, but they fall asleep. He is left alone as he surrenders himself to the Father's will. Thy will be done. And it's shortly after that that he's betrayed into the hands of men. The Garden of Gethsemane is the moment of greatest need for Christ. All the way to the cross, from that moment, he will be alone. Interestingly, St. Teresa of Avila, in her autobiography, says, the scene of his prayer in the garden was a comfort for me. Why is that? Why would that be a comfort for her? She says, his being alone, his being afflicted, and a person in need, in that situation, he had to accept me. And so she feels as if she's not worthy to be in the presence of God. Now, none of us are, but the reality is God always accepts us. He always is willing to receive us. But she felt comforted in that moment that he's most afflicted, that he's most in need, that she could approach him. And so it is in this holiest of weeks, we're called to approach Jesus, to accompany Jesus, to be close to Jesus from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday in a very particular way. And so it is at the Mass, we accompany our Lord. When we meditate, especially this week, on the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary, we accompany Jesus. On Holy Thursday, we have the opportunity of gathering together as a family of faith to celebrate the gift of the Eucharist, his body and blood given to the church, when he'll wash the disciples' feet. We meditate on his call to service and to discipleship. On Good Friday, we have the opportunity to gather as people of faith and to listen again to the Lord's Passion, to meditate on the reality of the cross and the gift that Christ poured out for us in his body and blood on Calvary. And finally, at the Easter Vigil, Holy Saturday evening, our churches will be flooded with light. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead because we've accompanied him. We have participated in the sacredness of this week. How are we called to find consolation and comfort in the presence of Christ this week as we walk with him on the path of salvation?